Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by Senator Amy Sinclair to talk about matters before the Iowa Senate as the legislative session winds down. Looking back at the past week here, we're getting near the end of the session, and this is the time when the pressure is probably on for some bills. Are there any particular pieces of legislation that your committees are dealing with?
So committee work's pretty well done, except for oversight, ways and means, and appropriations. Now, I'm not on appropriations or ways and means. There are some bills still working through there, some related to property tax reform, some related to the school infrastructure funding. We're really working hard to get those out. I do serve on the as chair of the Government Oversight Committee, and there's a bill moving through that committee right now that deals with transparency when it comes to taxpayer-funded lobbying. And so that bill is out there, and it doesn't entirely do away with it. There was a bill earlier in the session that said tax dollars can't be used for lobbying at the state or federal legislature. That being said, what we've done is we want to know how much is being spent, who's spending it, what they're lobbying for, and those pieces of information should be made available to the constituents that are served by the local electeds who are taxing for that purpose.
Certainly transparency, a much greater emphasis on that through government through years. And do you think that this is a necessary step to open up the process as much as possible?
You know, I think anytime we shine light on anything in government, it makes that part of government better. I know a big thing that the people have contacted me about in the last several months, probably since last fall, is property taxes and the issues surrounding how property taxes are calculated, and that starts out with the assessments. And so when we're looking at assessments versus the mill levies versus the total tax paid, that becomes a very confusing and complicated issue. And yet people are upset when their taxes rise, though they've done no improvements to their home, though they've made no changes themselves, just by virtue of the economy being better and their property being able to, they are assessed more in taxes. When we look at doing property tax reform, though, related to that, in an effort to maintain a level funding on those property taxes, that is one of the things that many local jurisdictions are lobbying against, is that property tax reform piece. And so for constituents to know that their tax dollars that they're concerned about to begin with are also being used to lobby against reforming that process, I think that's something people would like to know. And so shining light on that, making people more aware of how the process works, I think is always a good thing.
There's a bill currently pending that would require school districts to offer more in the way of mental health education and suicide prevention. Is that something the state can help schools with to get them to get this information to students?
So, Brian, both chambers passed a bill that came out of the mental health work group for child mental health over the course of the last year that the governor instituted during session last year. So they spent 9 or 10 months working on that and produced some recommendations. Some of those recommendations were compiled into a bill that the governor put forward that has since passed both chambers of the House. It does establish, along with our adult mental health regions, it establishes child mental health regions. So we're going to get a system in place to make sure that there is appropriate access across the state, that there are minimum opportunities being provided for children who are struggling with mental health issues, and getting that system established statewide so that all children are able to access those services. Both chambers have passed that bill. I believe the governor will be signing that soon. I don't have a date on when that signing will occur, but that bill has passed. There are other bills that are out there. There's a possibility of additional funding for teacher training, and there is the possibility of adding suicide prevention and mental health awareness to health curriculums in that class that's already required, adding in mental health requirements as well. Now, that bill has stalled out because there were some additional changes trying to be made to it that had nothing to do with mental health, and that has stalled the bill. I'm uncertain if it will move forward this year. I'm hopeful that we will be wrapping up session here in the next week or two. We'll be pulling together the budgets and getting all of us out of Des Moines and hopefully getting back to some sense of normal as far as the uncertainty of new legislation goes. So I'm excited to see session wrapping up and hope that it does the good work that we plan for it to do.
Thanks to Senator Amy Sinclair for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.